In the middle of Hallelujah, Ki Dev Zamer Elokein, in the second Hallelujah, it's holding by Enu La Hashem Beseida, Zamer Elokein Bechina. Enu La Hashem Beseida means Haramas Kol. Pick up your voice, pick up your... Give a Hidot to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a loud voice. Enu La Hashem Beseida. And like the... Vayan Vayom Vayomer. It's the same... Bekor. Give a Toida to the Ribbono Shel Olam. La Hashem is the Midas Arachamim. Zamr that again bechinur, zamr like we said in the past, is with a clay zimra, is with an instrument. There's a bigger chiv to give hoida to the Ribbono Shel Olam when it's alekenu, when it's the midas hadin, than when it's the bala rachamim. Why? Because the biggest tevis really come out of din, and the like Yitzis Mitzrayim was after what they went through Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Yosef Rechush Gadol. And Bechlal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's mashgiach on a person, very often it's through the Yisurim that a person is able to grow and a person is able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I saw from Rav Volva that he said he spoke to somebody who was speaking about why the Holocaust happened. Certainly he can't know why the Holocaust happened. But he says one thing, he said he was speaking to somebody that worked next to the crematorium for 2 years, putting in bodies. Putting in people and next to the gas chambers, and he said that anybody, before anybody was alive at the time, before they went into the gas chambers, he said every single year, no matter how vital he was from Yiddishkeit, they all screamed Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad before they went in. Every single one. He said, Volva said, just to appreciate what happened over here, these were people that had it been a normal life, in other words, nothing would have happened to shake them up. They would have lived their entire lives totally fried, not becoming any mitzvahs, not knowing anything without saying anything. Here, they were makabel olam shemayim b'shas mitzvah. And that's, they brought them to a level that they certainly wouldn't have achieved had they been in a regular time, in a matzav not in a matzav of the halakha. Well, the mashal that they say is that a person, he was on the 40th floor in a skyscraper working, and something fell out the window. So he goes out the window onto the ledge, and little, he doesn't realize, and the window slams closed. He's outside, 40 flights up, the window's closed, there's no one in his office. Now he's going to get the attention of the people down. So he has a pocket full of change, he starts taking pennies and throwing it down. And he looks down, and he sees the people pass by, they pick up the pennies, they get in their pocket, and they go off. So he starts throwing down quarters. Quarters is people will look up, maybe they'll see, you're like, where's this money coming from? The person picks up the quarters, sticks in his pocket, goes by through. So that's it, he's throwing down dollar bills. Throws in dollar, most people aren't dropping dollar bills. People, he looks, he sees people just pick up the dollar bills. His last choice is a $100 bill. Says, this is it, no one is dropping $100 bills. That takes $100 bills, throws it down. And a guy passes by, $100, picks it up, sticks it in his pocket, and walks right there. He's at wit's end. He doesn't know what to do. He takes, there's a few pebbles on the side of the window. He takes it and he throws it down. Kids are hit the guy on the head. Automatically, the guy looks up. He's like, "What's going on?" And he sees it. So it's the exact same thing with the Rebbeinu. So this problem is mashpia teva, is mashpia shefa. And goodness. And we don't look up to say, oh, it's coming from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Of course, it's coming from here. Everybody deserves it. Everybody deserves to have A, B, C, D, E. All of a sudden, when something goes wrong, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, why do I deserve this? Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it's, to a certain extent, the Yisurim is a way to get a person's attention. That's the way, that's what shows the Hashgacha process. Like Taras. Taras was the biggest Hashgacha process that there was. That Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I realize you said Lashon Hara. This is exactly what happened to you. The way to get rid of it is, the Yisurim is the biggest connection and it's the biggest teva from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zamr Lelekeinu is Bechinur. And Bechaseh Shemayim Ba'Avim, even when things look gloomy and everything is covered over with clouds, and Amechin Ma'aretz Atar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preparing Matar, which the Iyun HaTfilin is Mazal. It says, the Gemara says that people had rain not been so important, we would have davened to be mevatelit. Because no one likes rain. Rain, rain, America, we used to sing, rain, rain, go away, here in Eretz Yisrael. Or Hashem, the kids, that after they see rain, the first time after 6 months, they're jumping for joy. But in America, it was rain, rain, go away. Don't come back some other day. We had enough of you. We want to, it's a pain in the neck. So Mechaseh Shemayim Ba'Avim, it gets all cloudy and dark. And the rain's coming, which is the Yisurim that people are not interested in. But the tachlis at the end of all this gloom and all what looks to us like is Yisurim, we know at the end of the day it's a matzmir charim chatzir. It's to give the sprout food for animals, for people. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives food, even if we don't see how the Te'elis can be coming to us. The Bnei Reva Sherekro, the Gemara says that Uriv is Akzori Albanim. The Gemara Ksuba says that he's black and his kid is white. And he says, oh, this is obviously not my kid. Because at the beginning, when they're young, they're white. He says, this must be not my kid, I'm not taking care of him. So the Uriv has no one to take care of him. So it says, Livnei Ayreva Sherekro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Uriv food because the parents are not taking care of it. Yeshel Vehema Lachma, it gives the Vehema its lechem, its food, Livnei Ayreva Sherekro, even though they... Why? Because they turn to the Rebbeinu. They realize that there's no one else that can give them their food. The parents aren't giving them food, they have no one else giving them food. And it's the same thing, right? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from a person? He doesn't want you to be semich on anybody else. Don't be semich on the horse that's going to save you. Don't be semich on your own strength. Don't be semich on your tanks. Don't be semich on kechav yitim yadi. What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu want? Raise the Hashem's yireyav to miyachlo l'chaz. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the yireyav, the people that are yori only from the Rebbeinu Shalom, they're semich totally on the Rebbeinu Shalom. As the miyachlo l'chaz, they wait for the Rebbeinu Shalom's table. Just like the Uriv has no one to turn to. So too, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the people that turn to Him, ki'ilu, as if they have no one else to turn to. And ultimately, Shabbat Yerushalayim is Hashem Elohei Elokeich Tzion. And if we turn only to the Rebbeinu Shalom, then ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bizman HaGeula, it's really a mashal. It looks gloomy, it looks dark, we're in Galus. We don't know what's happening to us. At the end of the day, if we're Seimuch on the Rebbeinu Shalom, then we'll come to ultimately to Shabbat Yerushalayim as Hashem Elohei Elokeich Tzion. Yerushalayim v'kibbutz Golias will be v'shabeach the Rebbeinu Shalom. Elokeich v'shasheich ha-metzin v'shas mashkeich on us. Ki chizak b'richei shareich b'ech b'nach m'kibbech, because he strengthened the b'richei shareich, the beams, the bars that close in, that close the Sha'arim of Yerushalayim. Berech Be'enar B'kibbech, he's Mevarech those that live inside Yerushalayim. How is that? The next pasuk says, Asam Gulech Shalem Chelev Tim Yasbech. He closes us off from everyone else outside. We don't have to leave, we don't have to fight. Once we're in Yerushalayim, Lasalavai, then we're not going to have to fight with anybody. Chizak B'chei Shareich, he made us very strong. How? Because Asam Gulech Shalem, no one's going to fight with us. And Berech Be'enar B'kibbech, how is that? By He's going to give us whatever we need in Yerushalayim. We're not going to have to leave Yerushalayim. We're going to be safe in Yerushalayim. We're not going to fight with anybody. So everything now, even though it looks gloomy, and it's raining, it was using serum, it's all towards the Te'elis, to the Tachlis of bringing the Gula Shleima of Shabbat Yerushalayim with Hashem, where we'll be ultimately together with Yerushalayim. Shalom. We're not going to need anything else. We're not going to have any mochamas with anybody else.